Life is a voyage. What's your story? And I'll tell you the story of the art of Pamela Joy Trowell. I met Pamela when she had gotten a Creative Pinellas grant. There's a crystal clear pond, poem and illustrations, the unseen world of water pollution coloring book. And I fell in love with her natural art. She has Day of the Dead. She has all kinds of mermaids and natural creatures. She creates to the mantra, many a truth is said in jest. And Pamela, thank you for being here today. I'm inspired by your career in visual communications. You paint with a purpose. Mm-hmm. Tell us about your art.
Gosh, my art comes from the heart, and I didn't mean to rhyme that. I guess I'm a natural, huh? Actually, I had a career in design, illustration, and creative direction, and from that career, I learned the importance of the story. So as I got into doing a product line for myself and all kinds of things, I really took to heart the importance of the story and created images that all have a story behind it. I find that people love that.
Tell me about, you had done a series of birds. I think it was it Tarpon Springs or Palm Harbor that you did a story, some historical things. Talk about that
project.
Okay.
Well, what that was is Creative Pinellas had a call for an arts commission on artwork signal boxes. And actually, they're going into the second phase, but I was chosen among 9 artists to do a box. And I created a box called Birds of a Feather. And these signal boxers, they're like traffic signals, and so they're decorated with a vinyl wrap of artists' work. And mine were Birds of Florida, and so it's located at East Lake and Sandy Point Road in Palm Harbor. And I loved doing the box. It's really wonderful. I've made the birds into postcards and greeting cards and such. I do have a product line where I take my art and I literally create products out of it, and I sell wholesale to stores around the country.
Ben, you also had an interesting link with your own family to where that box is located,
yeah.
That signal box. Tell us about that.
Well, the box was supposed to be located somewhere in Largo, and then at the last minute they contacted me and said they were moving it to this location because it has more traffic. They love the box so much. And it wound up being around the corner from where my parents used to live. And I just lost my sister who used to live around there, so it was very meaningful.
A real homage. And this isn't your first signal boxes. You had also done some down in Lee or Collier?
What I did is this was my 11th signal box. I have 8 signal boxes in Pompano Beach County and 2 in the city of Sunrise.
So you have had Creative Pinellas commissions. You've had the book, and you've had the signal boxes. You have a piece in Florida Craft Art, a fiber piece. Tell us about that and your relationship with Florida Craft Art.
Well, that show was the member show. It's now done, but I do. I try to do as many exhibits there as possible. I absolutely love that gallery. It is so professional. The work is just absolutely gorgeous. The problem is, I do fiber art, and each piece takes forever. The last piece that was just in there took...
The cat.
Yes. It was called Passing the Torch, and it took 10 months to do. The previous one, which won Best in Show in the Dia de los Muertos show a couple years ago, took a year. But all my stuff, again, has stories. Like this past one was about passing the torch. It had a mercat, which is a mermaid with a cat head, and she was representative of someone who's had a career and a life and experiences, and it was about time to pass the torch to share that information among people. And so the side next to the mercat had all these people coming to take that information, and the message there that I was trying to make is that when we do share our wisdom, it impacts more than one person. It impacts a community.
I'm so glad that you talked about that. I know you're captivated by mermaids and Day of the Dead themes. We're going to talk about that. But what you're doing now is you're mentoring. You have a meetup that you do at a coffee house, but you also do, and you've been doing this for quite a while, classes for artists to help them not just do their art, but to take their art to the market. Let's first start with your creative oars.
Yes, so Creative Wars is a group of artists who have taken my workshops, actually, and in order to continue the dialogue on that, I created this Facebook page where it's a private Facebook page, but we also have once a month meetings in the middle. It's the middle Friday of every month, and really any artist is invited.
And you also do, during COVID, I know you did Zoom meetings on this. Tell me a little bit about the classes that you're doing and, creating, getting your art into retail environments.
Yeah, so I have been selling wholesale, meaning I put my art on products and I sell those products to retailers. So I'm in stores all around the country.
You're downtown in a couple stores with your greeting cards. Which ones are you down to? Is it Zazud or is it?
No, I'm in the Merchant Florida Craft Art Gallery, of course, and the Morian. I'm in Gulfport at Zaire. I hope I
and the Morian
right.
Art Center.
Morian Art Center and the Dunedin Fine Arts Center.
Right, and you also are involved with the Zodiac Committee and the Dolly. I mean, you really are just, you really have embraced this community, even though you came from Bend and you came from New Mexico. You really have embraced this community. Talk a little bit about the Zodiac.
Yeah, the Zodiac Committee is a group of 12 volunteers that are selected, and what we do is we literally work with membership, and we create programs that the members would love to attend, and also create these programs that hopefully we can increase our membership. I love it. I've been doing it for quite some time now, and everyone in there is a joy, and it's just been fantastic to be associated with the Dolly Museum. It's just amazing museum by itself, and the exhibits are just unbelievable.
So your Day of the Dead inspiration, so of course Frida Kahlo is on your sticker. When you get an email from PamelaJoyTrow.com or follow her on Facebook, you'll see a lot of Kahlo. Mm-hmm. But Day of the Dead inspiration, we see a lot of Day of the Dead. Talk to me a little bit about that.
When I was living in Santa Fe, I came here from Santa Fe. I'm originally from Brooklyn, New York. But,
yay, Brooklyn!
Yeah, right. But I was in Bend for 13 years, and then I moved to Santa Fe, and I was there 2 years, and then I came over here. But while I was in Santa Fe, oh my God, it has a very huge Mexican population, and Day of the Dead is a Mexican holiday. It's very well, you know, I have what's called Day of the Deadheaders. These are people who carry Day of the Dead or buy Day of the Dead stuff all year round.
You hear that, Grateful Dead fans? It's here you go on your T-shirt.
So I did my first Day of the Dead cards, greeting cards there, and I also created these altars and things, and I got into some shows. And anyway, when I came here and I decided to really seriously do my product business, I really got heavy into Day of the Dead, mermaids and animals and things like that. And so now what I'm doing is I'm teaching other artists how to do wholesale, how to get their work into stores all around the country. And actually, a couple years ago, I got into, believe it or not, a Day of the Dead store in Paris, France. Yeah. And England, Ireland. So there's just nothing like knowing and seeing your work being sold on products in different stores. It's really rewarding. So I started this series of 3 workshops that I've been giving. I started at first giving it with Creative Pinellas, and I'm talking with them about continuing it. And I have a contract with the Alliance for the Arts in Fort Myers, where we do the series 3 days out of the month each month. So via Zoom. So if anybody wanted to take it via Zoom because they couldn't be here in person, they can go ahead and go to the Alliance website, which is artinlee.org, artinlee.org. Go to the calendar, and we're on the 3 Thursdays of March. We'll be doing the workshops, and we'll be doing them every month. And the exciting part I want to share with you, because you'll be the first to know this.
Yay, Radio St. Pete exclusive.
Yeah, this is. I am working on creating another series called Empowering the Self-Taught Artist. One of the things I learned through doing these workshops is that a lot of artists don't really know how to use typography, color.
Which you taught.
I taught for 14 years at the Portfolio Center in Atlanta, and they don't really know how to use design or color effectively. A lot of self-taught artists, you know, they don't know when to stop, and they don't know if something is good, but they feel like, you know, there's something's off. And this, these workshops will literally give them the language and the ability to know what to do, you know?
You're our own very own Milton Glaser, the guy who designed all of the famous covers for Esquire.
Yeah, all
and,
the logos.
You know, really, you have a genuine passion and dedication. You always are striving to inspire others to pursue their artistic dreams. What inspires you?
I just, you know, it was really kind of funny, but I was in some, I can't remember if it was a workshop or what, but some young woman wanted to start a greeting card line for a particular niche audience. And she spoke, and I realized, oh my God, she doesn't know how to do it. I mean, she's got a fabulous idea, and she doesn't know how to do it. So I thought, you know, I can do a workshop on this. And I approached Barbara St. Clair, who is the CEO of Creative Pinellas. She's just recently retired, and Margaret Murray is filling her shoes, actually creating her own shoes. And anyway, so Barbara helped me to launch the first series of workshops. And my hope is that this, I didn't realize how much people didn't know and how much I knew. So that's what inspired me to share it. You know, I've been doing this for a long time, and, you know, it doesn't mean anything to hang on to that information when I know that there's other folks that can do something with it and grow in those businesses, and, you know, to really know that they can create a successful business in art.
You have so many interesting creatures. You have a pelican, you know, with a fish in it. You have mermaids that are cats. Did you always love nature? What was your, when you were little, was this something you just loved to look at nature and
well,
inspired you?
Well, I always loved fantasy, and of course that includes mermaids. And, you know, beyond the Day of the Dead, again, I like to use, I love nature, of course. I mean, I think it's inherent in all of us, right? So I've always created fantastical animals, you know, not just a portrait of an animal, but, you know, they might have wings or something like that. And so I just love the fantasy world. It's like if you're going to be able to, if the heavens have given you the talents to create something, why not create something that maybe doesn't really exist, but it inspires, you know?
Artists.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think of your artwork as a song, and, you know, your cards are, you had a line of cards for parents of fur babies who lost their cat or dog.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you remember, can you tell us the line that you used?
Oh, the first one had, was actually a sympathy card for people, and it was a mermaid, and she was on a rock looking, you see her from the back, and she's looking at a star, and she says, I never ever lost you, I only found you in the sky. And so, and that came from a friend had told me her mother died, and it was incredibly painful for her. I mean, it's painful for all of us, but she really had a hard time with it. And that line came up, and it inspired me to do the imagery. And then I applied it to folks that have lost their fur babies, because to me, it's no difference. Fur babies are babies, right?
Well, you know, I will say that it is a joy to know Pamela Joy Trow. She is a local artist. She is a local designer. She is a local graphics person. You can find her work and her cards around town. Go to PamelaJoyTrow.com. You can find her on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Pinterest. Pamela, we thank you so much for bringing such inspiration and valuable insights and empowering artists to transform their art into public information that inspires and engages.
Nanette, thank you. I just really am in awe of Radio St. Pete, and I appreciate the opportunity to talk with your folks.